Bandwidth and hosting for Bageltech News is provided by UK2.net, web hosting for everyone, and sponsored by DCS Cabling, National Data and Security Solutions. Hello, welcome to Bageltech News. It's Monday the 6th of December 2010. All the technology news from the weekend again, and thank God for drugs, because I feel fantastic. So The Guardian has released details of its new application for the iPad. It's going to mean that you get The Guardian newspaper for 6 months for £2.99 or for 12 months for £3.99. That is an absolutely fantastic and wonderfully sensible price. Well done, Guardian. I'd be buying it if it wasn't The Guardian, though. What they've also managed to do is release details of iOS 4.3 in the process, because allegedly, despite the fact that iOS 4.2.1 is not even cold in the grave, 4.3 is out there and ready to go, and it should be coming before the end of the year. Good grief, that seems a bit fast. Believe it when we see it. It's only a news story, and you can't believe everything you read in the press now, can you? No. 30 million unused computers are sitting doing nothing here in the UK. Microsoft has suggested that that huge amount in PCs and laptops is lying around, not being used at all, and they could be used to get people online. They've backed Martha Lane Fox's vision of a network nation, and they've also said that they could get people online with them. Apparently, according to Nicky Smith, marketing director of Microsoft Advertising, he said, "Working in the digital media industry, it's very easy to forget that millions of people in the UK do live offline, and they've got no way of accessing many benefits that the internet offers. It looks like 30 million people could be dragged kicking and streaming into the online world whether they want it or not. And by the way, if you take away my PC, you better buy me a new footrest." BT is issuing a 1 gigabit per second trial. 40 rural towns are going to get a fibre upgrade, which means that they're going to go from their standard 20 megabits a second, which they probably don't even get if they're rural, right the way up to 1 gigabit a second. It's a fantastic speed push. How much it's going to cost, no one knows, but the people on the trial will probably get it free. It's just whether the people on the trial even know that they're doing it, because of course BT had the form debacle as well a little while ago. Yes. Now tomorrow could see the launch of the Chrome OS netbook. Google allegedly are pushing out a Chrome OS netbook tomorrow. Now it's short notice and no one's said anything apart from the rumours, and if Google are going to get something together, they ought to get some invites out, I would have thought. The suggestions it could be a web launch, but it seems pretty quiet. However, if it comes out tomorrow, you will be able to buy Google hardware with Google OS on it, and it better work first time, I'm telling you. Yeah, come on. Lufthansa has launched in-flight Wi-Fi. Well, that'd be nothing new, you might think, because of course it's been everywhere all the time on most of the carriers. However, this is intercontinental Wi-Fi. Yes, for Deutsche Telekom, they'll be the people providing it, and for just €20, you will get a 24-hour pass. That means that if you get on a flight transatlantic and it's a Lufthansa flight, no problem at all, you'll get your full Wi-Fi. When you get to Germany or UK and you transfer to another Lufthansa flight, don't worry, the same pass will still work. You get a genuine 24 hours, whichever Lufthansa flight you're in. Absolutely fantastic customer services. Well done, Deutsche Telekom, and well done, Lufthansa. Apple will not be allowing demos, trials, and betas in the Mac App Store. They've said your website is the best place to provide demos, trial versions, and betas of your software, not in our App Store. They're trying to see fully functional versions only, because the problem with iTunes at the moment is it's full of little crap light versions and upgradable versions rather than the full working versions. iOS, Mac App Store will be full working versions only. Well done, Uncle Steve. Thank you very much. And also, iTunes is allegedly about to sign a huge deal with shock jock Howard Stern. He's going to present an internet/TV/iTunes broadcast, and iTunes are going to pay him $600 million for the privilege. Good grief. But I'd listen. Well done, iTunes. Viber is also in the iTunes store. It's for iPhone, and it could be giving Skype a bit of a run for its money. It's a free voice application, yes, and it runs on the AT&T data network as well, and it runs on Wi-Fi or 3G. You don't have to just be on Wi-Fi. There's no ads either, which is pretty sparkly. Whether it works with your camera or not and gives you kind of like a FaceTimey type thing, I don't know, but it looks fantastic. Give it a go and try it out. That's Viber, V-I-B-E-R. And Mophie have released the Juice Pack Plus for iPhone 4. It more than doubles your iPhone 4 battery life and only adds 1 millimeter to the thickness. It's got some fantastic spangly colours. The only downside is it's gone from $79 up to $99. But I've got to say, it looks very good and I'd buy it. Failing that, if you want to, you could use the iFan concept. It's a little fan that sticks on the bottom of your iPhone, and you swing it around and it charges your iPhone up using piezoelectric cells. Well done to designer Tjeerd van Hoven, but unfortunately, it makes you look a bit of a gimp because it's on the bottom of your iPhone and the fan is not small, trust me. Oh dear. It would feature as our crap for Christmas, I would think, apart from the fact that you can't buy it yet. And talking of crap for Christmas, here's Santa with today's.
Yeah, Santa here. Lovely. Wonderful. Listen, I haven't got very long because I'm about to do a practice run for the old sleigh and the fellas and the reindeers. So anyway, be quick with it, quick with it. Today's grab for Christmas is the Kaleidoscope Cinema One DVD movie server. Yes, it's a box you can store all your movies on and that kind of thing, and it looks fantastic. Very, very slick. You just plug it into your TV and away you go. It does 225 DVDs. And 2,500 CDs. Fantastic. The only downside is it's $4,999, which is a huge amount of money for what's actually a fairly cheap piece of crap. And you could do more with a little media PC or a Mac Mini or one of those fancy dangle boxes like the Apple TV Eye thing. So, yes. Anyway. There it is, the Kaleidoscope Cinema One DVD. I won't give you a link for it because you'll never want to buy it, trust me. And just before I go, who do I call tomorrow?
Kyle.
Kyle, right, okay, lovely. See you then, bye.
If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter and Vimeo at bageltechnews. We'll see you again tomorrow for a roundup of the previous 24 hours news as normal. Hope you have a good day. Thanks for listening.